Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We spoke with Catherine Kelly of Cultivate Kansas City. The organization promotes and operates several urban farmsteads in the metro. She says while plenty of vegetables are dying on the vines, some are popping up early.
People are seeing their hard squashes, their winter squashes actually ripening early. So we're going to see small pumpkins, butternut, some of those earlier, but probably less abundantly.
Kelly says vegetables that normally go into salads are having an especially tough time. She says overall, the city farm's yields will be down a minimum of 25%. On 1 9-acre plot, Kelly's water bill last month was $2,000.
Here's talk host Bill Grady, focused on the effect that drought is having on produce in our country, making its way from farms to your local stores. The summer drought comes in at number 10 on this week's Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, August the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of all of the top 10 hits during this hour, determined by the staff at talkers.com. And this week, the summer drought is number 10. Number 9 on the Countdown, the Bush tax cut issue. Host Carl Wolfson with Congressman Susan Bonamici from Oregon about how she voted on the proposed extension of the Bush-era tax cuts when it came up in the House this week.
You got to vote on a Republican version of the Bush-era tax cuts and a Democratic version of it. Let's tell us about it.
Sure. Well, I voted for the Democratic version because that version extended the tax cuts for middle-class families, for those who are struggling, not the top 2%. And we have a lot of challenges here in Washington with the debt and the deficit to start tackling. We've fought two wars, faced a recession. We need to make some tough choices, and the Republicans chose to pass a bill that extended the tax cuts for everyone. That doesn't make sense, Carl, in light of where we are and what we need to do to preserve Social Security, Medicare, education, get people back to work, investing in infrastructure. So that was a tax cut vote that the Republican version I opposed. We had an alternative that was a very good bill that unfortunately didn't get support. I also want to point out that the Republican version that passed on the floor affects the earned income tax credit and child tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects all people below a certain income level, and especially veterans, people in active military duty, they're going to be paying more under the Republican version. We don't expect that will go anywhere in the Senate, of course. The Senate passed the bill.
Right.
Like the Democratic alternative here in the House.
In fact, Congresswoman, the Senate agreed that there would be two votes with no filibusters, one on the Democratic plan, one on the Republican plan.
Right.
And they passed, which is nice to see. The Senate is being is more functional these days compared to the House. It used to be
right.
The other way around.
Right.
But they passed the Democratic version. And let me just add this, that the latest Quinnipiac University, CBS News, New York Times poll came out yesterday. In the swing states of Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, where the president is all leading, these are the numbers on people who agree with you, Suzanne Bonamici, and me, and progressives, that we should go with the lower rates, keep those for the middle class. People making above a quarter million should go back to the rates of the Clinton era. The polling in Florida, 58-37, they're on our side. In Ohio, 60-37 on our side. In Pennsylvania, 62-34 on our side. Now, these are swing states. Can you imagine how high it is in more progressive states?
Oh, I'm not surprised, Carl. People see the fairness in this issue, that with where we are right now needing to rebuild the economy, why are the Republicans voting to protect the top 2%? Just doesn't make sense.
Because they're lackeys for the top 2%.
Up next, violence in Syria, power outages in India, and a big win for the Tea Party in Texas. So they say, all in the focus next here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio for this week.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 19stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 19stamps.com. That's the number 19stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 19stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 19stamps.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional prices for new merchandise. Offer valid July 30th through August 25th, 2012. And applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See store for complete details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 8 item on the countdown. What's going on in Syria? Host Jeff Dunn with CBS Middle East correspondent Tula Vlahou. They talk about a secret order from President Obama authorizing support for Syrian rebels.
As the story started to spread about President Barack Obama signing a secret order authorizing U.S. support for rebels seeking to depose Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. I thought he used to be our ally. This secret order is nothing new, correct?
Well, this was done earlier in the year. I think everybody's just finding out about it. And this and other developments, obviously, you know, the U.S. wants to maybe up its involvement in Syria, but not really be involved, if that makes any sense. The support that apparently this order gives is non-lethal support. That means the U.S. will not be providing weapons. What analysts are saying is the U.S. may be providing communication support, maybe providing radios, for example, and technology, but not yet any weapons of any kind.
Tula, isn't that sort of a fine line to be drawn when we're talking about a civil war?
It is a fine line, but the administration, if you will, has come under some criticism for not taking more action in Syria. But at the same time, there are other people who say it would be a big mistake for the United States to get involved militarily in Syria, because it would not, in fact, contain the conflict. It would spread it to other countries around the Middle East, and that would certainly not be something that anybody would want.
The item at number 7 is the power grid complete collapse in India. Host Preston Scott talks about the problems with a so-called smart grid, which left half of India, 600 million people, with no electricity this week.
Only 680 million people were affected by the power blackouts in India for the second straight day. I mention this story because the title of the Wall Street Journal report says India's power grid collapses. I know that everybody, and I mean everybody, says, you know, the smart grid is the way to go. I don't like it, and it has nothing to do with my electric bill. I don't like it because this is what happens. My concern with a smart grid that connects a nation and that, oh, by the way, broadcasts with a small RF transmitter from your house, your usage, the times of usage, etc., that could in fact be hacked to such a degree that people could tell when you're home or not based on energy usage. I mean, the technology can be hacked. That's proven. My concern is one of national security and personal security. If you interconnect a grid via computer technology, transmitters and all that, I mean, didn't we just do a story about 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, where a college in Texas hacked in to a Defense Department drone to prove it could be done and took control of it while in flight? Now, it was, they knew the drone was flying. It was a controlled setup. Okay, now see if you can hack. And they did. They controlled the thing in a matter of minutes. Less than $1,000 of hardware, and they took control of a military drone. Don't you think that it's possible to hack into and control a power grid? And if you've connected the entire grid of, say, the Northeast, the East Coast, the Southeast, the United States, that is just a security nightmare.
The Ted Cruz primary win in Texas, number 6 on the countdown. Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree. They talk about what the Tea Party victory in Texas may mean for congressional elections and even the presidential election coming up.
Let's start in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously another big message sent by the Tea Party as Ted Cruz won the battle for the Republican Senate primary runoff in Texas. Why was this such a big deal? Well, he beat the establishment candidate, not only beat him like a drum, as he knocked off the lieutenant governor 57-43%. The lieutenant governor backed by Governor Rick Perry, so it's been a bad year for Rick Perry on a number of fronts, and this is just one more. This guy, Ted Cruz, who won, I think he could become even more of a darling in Republican circles than maybe Marco Rubio of Florida, who was the big Tea Party candidate of 2 years ago. So, again, another message sent to the GOP establishment by Republican voters that they don't want just any candidate. They want somebody from the outside, somebody who's going to shake things up.
And there have been plenty of people who have predicted the demise or death of the Tea Parties.
Yep. Oh, over and over again. You're absolutely right about that. And, you know, they won a victory in the Indiana Senate race earlier this year, knocking off Richard Lugar, the sitting senator. They've won this one. They've tried to stir things up in another of other races. And I still think that what it is at base is that there's a lot of people within the Republican Party that feel like some of their elected officials are just sort of get along to go along and aren't pushing as hard for major drastic changes that they want in government.
It's a tough lesson learned for some of these traditional conservative.
Yes, it is. Well, you've got to listen. There's a lot of people here in D.C. It's, as I like to say, it's not my father's Congress. It's a different Republican Party. Whether you like it or not, or whether you think it's right or wrong, isn't really the point. There's a more aggressive Republican that's coming to Congress, and it's certainly shaking things up along the way.
The Fast and Furious Report and Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, all in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets.
You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This week's review of the hot hits in talk radio is what you're listening to. Up to number five on the countdown, the report on the Fast and Furious case. Here's host Joe Galewski with former ATF agent David Ziegler. They talk about what Ziegler makes of this week's congressional report on Eric Holder and this whole mess.
Somebody knows something about something, but somebody ain't talking here. What do you think?
Well, I'm just looking at the news reports about the Congressional Committee's report, and it's interesting that they say that they point out that ATF has been without a director for 6 years, and they also recommended that the agency leadership be strengthened. And I think this is critical to what went off the rails, is that we have not had a director for 6 years, and as you know, leadership comes from the top.
So is it an agency out of control, David?
I don't know if I'd use those words, but I would say that they need the guidance and leadership that comes from having a full-time director who can set the pace and set the tone and see to it that issues like this that are really basically management issues don't happen again.
Why has the agency been leaderless?
ATF has been leaderless for 6 years because the National Rifle Association does not want ATF to have a permanent leader. They feel that the ATF would be more malleable and more influenced if they had an acting director rather than a permanent director.
Do you think that these five, or just generally five people, not necessarily needing to know who they are, although we do have names, but that's insignificant, could five ATF employees be at the center of this problem?
That's hard to say from the outside. You know, all I know is what I saw in the report. But those are the management team, so that's where the leadership should come from. But the top of the management team would be the director.
Number four on the countdown, the Chick-fil-A controversy. Here are hosts Mike Valenti and Terry Foster with a focus on whether there's really any value in a political argument being waged with a fast food restaurant.
Chick-fil-A has been in a... It's been in the news for quite a while.
Yes.
They have been in the news.
Not just because of the Muppets either.
No. Their chairman, in case people miss it, their chairman, Dan Cappy, made a statement about that they're still supporters of the anti-gay lifestyle. And Sarah Palin kind of jumped on that.
They're opposed to gay marriage.
They're opposed to gay marriage.
It's been a big hot-button issue, and they have come out saying that they are opposed to gay marriage.
Right. And you know, Sarah Palin has alluded to it. Oh, I'm going to go get me some Chick-fil-A, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the approval ratings of Chick-fil-A have gone down. They had an index score which was 65 before. Now the index is down to 46. There's been some companies or some TV programs said they will not be allowed to advertise with us.
Yeah.
Some things. So it's been this huge controversy that just will not go away.
And then, like I was alluding to, I guess they had their version of Happy Meals had Muppets in them, and the Jim Henson Corporation came out and said, no more. You were done with that. And Chick-fil-A actually put signs up saying, we apologize, but we'll no longer be handing out Muppets in our little Happy Meals, or whatever they call them, and, which is a pretty interesting way of going about saying.
But let me ask this. If you saw Chick-fil-A, and I heard there's one at Oakland University, and you really wanted some chicken, little chicken and fries and a little Coke or the little tenders and whatever they have there.
Have you had their nuggets with the Polynesian sauce?
I have not.
You haven't?
I have not. I have not been to a Chick-fil-A.
Their nuggets are the king. I've literally never set foot in a Chick-fil-A.
I have not been to one in probably 20 years.
I mean, Diesel, I asked you before the show, are there any in Michigan? You said there's one at Oakland U.
Right,
at
Oakland U.
Well,
how many times you're at Oakland U?
Other than going to the arena for a big game, never.
But it's not even at the arena. I don't even know where it is.
It's in the student center, I believe.
I don't even know where the student center is.
It's phenomenal food. I love their food. I really do.
Are you not boycotting?
No, I'm not.
Because the chicken is just too good.
I'm not going to go crazy about it. Well, let me ask this. If your favorite restaurant serves the pasta, you're in the mood for pasta or chicken or seafood or whatever, would you not go there because of a political stance?
Chick-fil-A did A-OK this week as far as business is concerned, and that's the fourth most talked about item of the week on the countdown. Let's recap where we are to this point. Number 10, the summer drought. Number 9, the tax cuts. Number 8, Syria. Number 7, power collapse in India. Number 6, the Tea Party victory in Texas. Number 5, the Fast and Furious report. Number 4, the Chick-fil-A controversy. So how about we cozy up to the bar and check out numbers 3, 2, and 1 in just a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're halfway through the hour, and we've gotten to number 3 of the countdown, the aftermath of the shooting, still big on people's minds, the shooting in Colorado. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to psychiatrist Dr. Alan Lipman about what the shooter's university may or may not have known about his mental state long before the shooting took place.
What would make her go outside of the relationship and warn the university?
That's a good question. And this involves switching from the perspective of a doctor to I'm also a lawyer. And there's a legal question that you're asking, as you may know. There's a very famous case that's called the Tarasov case. And to make a long story short, what it says is that if your patient is a danger to themselves, you know that they're going to hurt themselves, or you know that they're a danger to others, what's called gravely disabled, you have a duty, you have a legal duty to warn the authorities that this person is a threat. And apparently Fenton viewed, and quite seriously viewed, Holmes as a threat. Now what concerns me here, Megan, is that the fact that he was beginning to drop out of school did not end that treatment relationship. That person has a duty to continue to treat that person or to arrange for treatment outside of that treatment relationship with someone else, which as far as we know, there's a gag order, as far as we know, they did not do. So if there was a deterioration so great that there is a Tarasov warning, that is, this person is gravely disabled, they are a danger to themselves or others, such that we have to warn the authorities to take action to prevent some kind of harm from happening, this person should have been followed, not let go. Now, there's information we still need to find out, but at this point I would describe myself as quite concerned about what kind of follow-up occurred with this named and clearly dangerous individual.
Only have a few seconds left, but I want to ask you about it. He reportedly watched this movie trailer for this Batman, you know, spinoff over 100 times. They said that he was obsessed with this trailer and with this, the violence therein. That, too, would have been a telltale sign.
Well, of course, it would have been a sign. And while we want to treat that with the appropriate amount of caution until it's verified, if we assume hypothetically that it's true, it would certainly go right along with what we knew about him. That he was obsessed with violence, obsessed with weapons, becoming increasingly delusional, and this was playing into, feeding, and driving his delusions of violence.
Here's radio man Charlie Parker talking to correspondent Jessica Rosenthal. They break down the charges filed against the shooter in Colorado.
12 people dead, 58 people wounded.
Holmes charged with 24 counts of first-degree murder and 116 counts of attempted murder. Even by my math, that's two for each victim. For people who might be confused about that, can you explain it, please?
Yes, I can. One of those murder counts is after deliberation. The other murder count per victim is with extreme indifference. Apparently, it's not uncommon in Colorado to charge this in such a manner, to charge double. And it does give prosecutors more work to do, but it gives them more options. Both of those counts carry a maximum of the death penalty. And the definition is what you would imagine. Deliberation being deliberate,
mm-hmm.
that this individual took the time to plan, that he was gathering for 4 months chemicals and ammunition and guns, showing a deliberate attempt was being made. Extreme indifference, same thing, in terms of the ease of definition and understanding this. Extreme indifference being extreme indifference to the value of human life.
Will there be more charges coming?
It is my understanding that it is possible for additional charges to come and for this complaint, for the charging document to be amended. So we could very much potentially see more, and we're also expecting to find out in the coming weeks and months if prosecutors will pursue the death penalty. We're anticipating learning more about his mental state. His attorneys will likely discuss whether or not this individual is mentally competent to assist in his own defense. And that is separate from any discussion about whether or not he is insane or was insane at the time of these crimes being committed. That would be a defense that we might see possibly during a trial.
Mm-hmm.
First, we'll have to hear more about mental competency and whether he can aid in his own defense.
And he did not enter a plea. Is that mandatory at some point?
You know what? I am still a little confused about whether or not a plea at some point. I'm assuming, yes, of course, we're going to have to move ahead. If a trial occurs, then we would be operating off of a not guilty by reason of whatever, or just a not guilty plea. So I'm imagining a plea at some point will come, but I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. The next hearing is to address the reporter's concerns here about unsealing some documents, and a hearing after that will address this notebook that he sent his psychiatrist and whether or not that is privileged information under some sort of doctor-patient confidentiality rules. But as for a plea, we'll have to wait and see. I know those hearings come first.
Up to number two we are, and that would be the coverage of the Summer Olympics and actually what's going on over there here on the countdown. Stick around for that.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Summer is the perfect time for travel. Don't let foodborne illness spoil your experience. Robert Prevendar, NSF International food safety expert, has a few tips.
Food safety starts with understanding what to look for. Avoid foods that require lots of handling before serving or that contain raw or undercooked meat or seafood. Wash your hands before eating and handling food and choose produce you can wash and peel.
NSF International is a public health and safety organization that tests and certifies consumer products. Robert provides tips for safe eating and drinking while traveling this summer.
If you're unsure about the quality of local water, don't consume beverages that may be mixed with it, such as juices and sodas from fountain machines. And importantly, beverages containing ice. Freezing does not kill most microorganisms.
For the complete list of summer travel food safety tips, visit nsf.org/consumer.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
The hot hits in talk radio, not just politics. The number two item this week are the Summer Olympics, although there's a little bit of politics here and there. Here is host Jimmy Cefalo with Senator Marco Rubio about a bill he's introduced to stop taxing the Olympic athletes for the prize money they get for the medals they win.
I like this bill, and I'm glad you stood up and did this. The idea is to stop taxing the success of our medal winners in London.
Yeah, look, I mean, the bill obviously is about that, and I think it's wrong that we do it, but it's also in the bigger picture, it's about taxing success.
Right.
I think people need to understand that if nothing changes, and if we go down the road that President Obama wants us to go down, next year there will be some Americans that are going to pay close to half of the money they make just to the IRS. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, why would anyone decide to invest in America versus somewhere else if half the money they make is going to go to the government? And I'm not even counting local taxes and state taxes and all the other things that come with it. So, you know, I think I used it, number one, obviously, because I don't think these Olympians should have to pay taxes on the value of the medal or on their honoraria. But number two, because I think that we need to be reminded that while we do need to have enough money to fund government, we should not be creating a disincentive to succeed.
I agree with you, Senator, and there's a lot of examples of that. I happen to be one of them. You know, I have a variety of jobs, and sometimes I think, why should I take this other job, even though I might be productive? Because I'm not going to take any money out of it at all. I mean, there's questions that many Americans have. I'm not just pointing to me, but many, many Americans. And the idea of taxing success has always driven me crazy.
Here are our hosts, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank, talking about the way NBC is enhancing some of their tape-delayed coverage to increase the suspense of the events.
NBC has done it again. Is there anything they've done right in the coverage of the Olympics? This time it was the gymnastics, and they decided to edit out the performance of the Russian girl. And we didn't find out this until this morning. I didn't see the broadcast last night. Is there any indication they mentioned
it? Actually, from 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago. Did they mention it at the time that they had edited this to enhance the suspense?
No, I had seen this. What I actually seen was this photo of the Russian team, which I think I actually showed to you yesterday on my computer, the Russian team reacting in horror.
Yeah.
It was this very iconic photo of them. And what they were reacting to was the fact that one of their leading gymnasts, a girl named Sania Afanasyeva,
Sounds exactly right.
Anyway, they were reacting to the fact that she, during her floor routine, had just essentially fallen on her face.
Now, here's what happened.
She's tumbled well. She's leapt well. Oh, but the very final bit she falls away on. Oh, I'm amazed at that. She looked so confident, so determined, and just didn't get off the floor.
Yeah, that's
ideas are flowing.
Well, what has happened for Russia on floor? I mean, you would never think. Maybe she just ran out of steam, Chris. At the end, she put so much in to begin with. It was so much. It was so emotional. And maybe she just ran out of energy.
And once that happened, it guaranteed that the U.S. won the gold, right?
Well, right, because the description from NBC as to why they didn't include it was, they said, because they didn't think it was relevant. At first they said it, you know, it wasn't relevant to the proceedings because they were focusing on the U.S. team.
Wait a second. But Russia was not relevant to the proceedings?
Well, what we found out later, this is what came out in the subsequent time between when we saw that photo and this morning, is what we learned was that when that happened to that Russian gymnast, it essentially locked the team gold up for America. And so it took out the drama. It removed the drama of will they or won't they get this gold medal. Well, NBC wants to keep you around watching as long as possible. So what they basically did, it would appear, is they edited out this very important piece of information. They didn't tell us. And in fact, when they come back from the break, the commercial break, the announcers are saying, can the U.S. pull this out, this gold medal? The U.S. had already pulled it out by virtue of that mistake by the Russians. So it's one thing to me to tape delay it. It's another thing to, selectively include things because you don't think that America cares about what the Lithuanians are doing or something. It's another thing to withhold vital information. Yeah. It's like showing a basketball game and then someone hits a three-pointer at, with a minute left in the game and you don't show it because you want people to watch the last minute thinking it's anyone's ball game. I mean, that's just... that's manipulating the narrative of these things in a way that I don't think is appropriate.
Now, let me ask you this, though. NBC was criticized the other day because they aired a promo, which ended up being a spoiler, right? It spilled the beans. In essence, what the Russians did was the spoiler because it determined the outcome, right?
But that's how competition works.
Maybe that's their justification.
Radio host John McConnell talking about the badminton scandal and whether the teams were intentionally trying to lose. Is that cheating or strategizing?
8 women disqualified from their badminton teams for planning to lose their matches in order to play easier matches in the following rounds. Is not playing to win cheating or strategizing? 57% of you responding to this non-scientific poll saying it's cheating. 43% say strategizing. I'm not sure how I look at this because you do want people to play their best, to achieve a goal. But if you exhaust yourself in the early rounds, I mean, should they have a single elimination? If they have a system of wins, a double elimination, a triple elimination, I'm not sure how to go. But it would seem to me, if they're concerned about the integrity, look, I hope we win all the medals. I mean, I hope it's a nice, honest display of competition. But... And I really and truly hope that we win in basketball. But, I mean, we have the best basketball. We got professional basketball players out there. I mean, they're the best in the world. We invented the game. America invented the game of basketball. Our players are just the best that there are on any given day. And they're all playing over there. I mean, is that fair? Isn't this supposed to be amateur sport? I know there's been a lot of complaints, and maybe one of the reasons why they went down that path is because there are a lot of countries that subsidize their teams. But the fact of the matter is, in all play there is a strategy. When two people are playing against two other people, they have a strategy how they're going to win that game. And if the ultimate goal is to go all the way to the end and capture the gold medal, should there not be a strategy involved in that? And is that cheating? Is that cheating or is that working the system that somebody else put in place? I don't know. Two of the teams have appealed the decision to kick them out. I don't know which way this should go, but I think what they need to do is change the system. Kicking these people out, I don't know. I would change the system. If they have a method in place, I would do it. I mean, I would throwing a game so somebody else could win the medal. They got booed while they played. There's some problem with the integrity. I just don't see it that way. If there's a system in place and you're needing to preserve your strength for later rounds, that sounds like strategy to me. And if they have a system set up, if you don't like that particular system the way they're going, so that somebody would lose, so they'll play in a different round, well then make it a single elimination. Make it draw straws. That's who you're going to play. You lose once, you're out. And they just keep playing until there's one winner. If otherwise, don't complain about somebody actually working the system you put in place.
That brings us up to number one, and that would be the presidential race. And who's running for what? That's up next here on the Countdown.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Checking in at number one this week, the 2012 presidential race. Susan Rose talked to political analyst Kevin Hardwick about Mitt Romney's recent overseas trip and the gaffes by Romney and his staff overshadowed anything good that might have come out of it.
Critics are still fuming over controversial comments he made in Israel to Palestinians. What do you take from this trip? How did he do on the international stage?
Well, I think any time you run for president or for that matter for vice president or perhaps any public office, you ought to be read your Miranda rights. You know, anything you say can be used against you in this case, the court of public opinion. There were some comments he made that he probably should not have made. And they've been blown up because they feed into a narrative that this guy is gaffe prone. I mean, the same sort of thing happens to Joe Biden that used to happen to Dan Quayle. Every time he would say something, Gerald Ford was a stumble bum, and even though he was probably the most athletic president we ever had, anytime he tripped or hit a golf ball into a crowd of people, you know, it was headline news. He has to understand this. I mean, there were things, the thing in London, for instance. I mean, he basically told the truth. He repeated what NBC had been reporting, but he should have known enough to censor himself, to keep his mouth shut, to end the statement, and, you know, just smile and say, oh, everything will be fine. That's what politicians are supposed to do.
How much of this trip, though, really matters to voters here?
You know, I suppose it's a bit of a distraction. We're a bit of a distraction. We're distracted this week by the Olympics. The focus is not on the presidential campaign. So I think if he was going to take a trip, now was a good time to do it, if for no other reason to say that he did it. Obviously, he picked the places he was going for specific reasons. He wanted to go to the Olympics to remind people that, hey, he saved the Olympics in Salt Lake City. He went to Israel. Because he wanted to have some credibility in the Middle East, perhaps do a little bit better with Jewish voters, but more importantly, do better with people who think that we need a strong defense and we ought to be behind Israel. And not all of those people are Jewish. In fact, many are not. He went to Poland, obviously, for the do well with the Eastern European populations in the United States, especially those in swing states like Ohio and a few other states.
Where's Ron Paul in all of this? Who's asking that question? Here's Jay Weber. He's not. He's talking about the rumors here with Congressman Paul Ryan being Mitt Romney's running mate.
I have to admit, I am starting to really believe that Paul Ryan is going to be Mitt's choice for VP. Starting to really believe this. My mind is there. My gut is with Tim Pawlenty. I was talking to a friend over the weekend. He asked, where do you think this goes? Who do you think the pick is? And I said, I told him, probably Pawlenty, but it could very well be Ryan. I had to sort of narrow down to those two. Fox News is citing some report generically. I couldn't figure out while I'm on the air. I can't really do much snooping. But there's some report out there apparently that says it's down to Pawlenty and Ryan and Rob Portman. Now, the big caveat to put on all of this is the media is never right. The reports are never right. I've just learned over the years that you can get your expectations up, you can get your hopes up that some spectacular pick is coming your way, and then it's just always a clunker. It's just always, it's never who you expect. A lot of times it's someone that you've never even heard of. It's like, who? Really? Come on. So I put that caveat on all this. There's a chance that this is like, you know, trying to get the Pope. I was going to say run for Pope, but you don't run for Pope. In fact, you make it at the Catholic Church, if you're a cardinal, you try to play it as though, oh, I have no interest in being Pope. You don't campaign for Pope. That's the word I was looking for here, I guess. This might be like the papacy. If you show interest in it, or if you're named, if you're someone who other people are talking about, you're not going to get it. But we'll see. It's interesting that, just sort of in my own mind, I had it down to Pawlenty and Ryan. Those are two of the three that now are in this report. If I had to put my money on it today, I would still play the odds that it's Tim Pawlenty. I'd be willing to put money down on Paul Ryan to hedge that Pawlenty bet. And why Tim Pawlenty? Well, I think that he has cut a deal with Mitt Romney long ago. Not to be vice president, for sure, but when he, Pawlenty, dropped out of this race very early on in the primary, he really quickly turned around and said, I'm for Romney! I'm a Romney guy! And I thought, wow, some quid pro quo was made here. I don't think the deal was, I promise you're my VP, but it may well have been, I give you a heavy consideration for VP, and if not that, a nice cabinet position. And this is just my conjecture, but I think that's probably what happened.
All right, so the presidential race is number one. Let's go back to number 10 and breeze through all of them. Summer drought is 10, Bush tax cuts 9, Syria 8, collapse of the power grid in India 7, Tea Party win in Texas 6, Fast and Furious report 5, Chick-fil-A number 4, shooting in Aurora number 3, Summer Olympics number 2, and the presidential race number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.